Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I want to say I'm very windblown.
I hear all up north, that's the way it is that there's a bunch of winds through most of the country.
Yes. We're talking about 60-mile-an-hour gusts moving through here all day and all the way until noon tomorrow. And we're in flood watch for the last couple of days on top of that. So it's been a very strange week.
Happy full Virgo moon opposing at 0 degree East Pisces sun.
Yes. But we made it through.
It surely was a super moon, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I had too much cloud cover here to be able to appreciate it, by the way, but other people posted some really nice pictures on Facebook. It was awesome.
So oh, Florida
I felt like
had
I got a
perfect,
peek, even though I didn't see it in person. What?
Oh, my gosh. Florida had the perfect view. We had clouds, but not very, you know, they were scattered. And so it would go in and out of the clouds and just make these majestic pictures. I mean, the pictures down here were amazing that I've seen because of that. You know, it's a big moon.
Beautiful. Well, tonight I thought we had a very sweet little chart. We had, like, a lot of sextiles going from water to earth. And looked at the chart. For some reason, it just made me smile. Does that make sense?
Well, it's that easy flow of energy you're feeling off of it.
Exactly. And I like it when that happens occasionally. You know, it can be good food for the soul. Because I always like the Scorpio moon. I feel my powers of concentration are far superior during that cycle. And I mean, it's almost like I knew the moment it went into Scorpio this time for some reason. It's almost like I was reaching for it after that full moon.
I hear you. You need to have a little bit of water to calm all that down.
Yes. And we have all these little Pisces planets loving the Capricorn, or the Scorpio moon loving the Capricorn. It's kind of cute. And the lineup of Saturn, Pluto, and Venus, you know, all in opposition to the North Node and everything, to me, it's interesting. A lot of people I've been talking to, they are just so hell-bent on getting more organized. It's, like, so cute. I'm like, this is the perfect time. Do that.
Yes, this is it. Clean things up. Get to work. Tidy things up. Do what you need to do. Get to those. Roll up those sleeves and get to work, because this is a great time, you know, especially with Mars being in Taurus. And today it is conjunct the sun, okay, and tomorrow it will be too. So this is a great time with that. I mean, sextiling them. Sorry. That way. So they're sextiling each other, again, that sextile thing. So here again, they're doing that nice little dance that's harmonious, that easy flow of energy to get up and really... Let's just go with the flow of things, and let's just move and what the energy feels and where it's pushing us. Let's go and do it and roll up our sleeves and get it done. That is, you know, the part that I like about this. And I think that between the water and earth energy, it really makes that harmonious to where it pushes that earth to make it move, you know, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Jack Grinder Tolley, sextiles, all I could think of, up here in Virginia, there's some beautiful places where they have swimming holes, and they have little waterfalls there, too. People go camping there. They bring their kids there with their, you know, their little tubes and all that stuff. And that's what I kind of, when I first looked at the chart, that's what I saw in my mind's eye. I said, wow, this is like a tranquil space where earth and water are friendly and fun. I'm like, I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's finally, you know, we've been feeling a lot of intensity lately because Mars passed over Uranus, okay? And now, after all this period of time of dancing over it, it's finally pulling away to where it's not energetically so connected to it. So it gives a little bit more tranquility there, too, as well.
I agree. I like Mars and Taurus because I like the way it makes me feel grounded without making me feel claustrophobic. You know? It's a nice energy. I always liked Mars and Taurus. And I did get an awful lot done this week. I wasn't quite as busy with my clients as I normally am, but I had other creative things to do that I've been working on. So that was okay. I got more time to be the domestic goddess, if you will.
You know, I'll say this too as well, because what also is good during this period of time is really that inner journey and really looking within yourself at what you desire, what practical plans you should put into place for those hopes, desires, and dreams, okay? So this is a great time for planning those things out and really reexamining your own values of what do you want your lifestyle to be? Where do you want to go? What's your new direction? What are you going to be doing next? Because, you know, it's a little wobbly on this earth right now. You know, everything's in shift and in flux and making those foundational transformations and changes. And so this time really gives you a time where you can be at peace with yourself and really see better, more of what you envision for your life and really to start to look for that and to really make some concrete plans for that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think I should. Should you just give everybody a little bit of heads up about Mercury going retrograde on the 6th of March?
Yay! No.
Are we ready for it?
It's going to be in Pisces, you know. So miscommunications are going to be afoot. Caution, 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 especially in Pisces. You won't see it coming, and all of a sudden it'll be in your face.
So, be prepared for that which you can't prepare for. Wow.
Be aware.
I think it's going to be.
Laugh at it.
Yeah.
It's the true physical proof of astrology and how astrology works, because it's amazing how we can see from the time it turns on to the time it turns off that connection that just goes on around us.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. Last time that Mercury was retrograde in Pisces, I started pulling out all my craft stuff that I hadn't touched in a while, okay? And also, during that same three-week cycle, you know me, I'm a collector of tarot decks. I have, like, you know, hundreds of them. So anyway, I said, you know what? I haven't looked at these babies in a long time. I'm going to pull out some of my cool collector decks and play with them. And I actually did that during the Mercury retrograde in Pisces, and it was darling. It was a wonderful spiritual, I want to say, oasis that I found in that cycle. I'm hoping the same thing happens this time.
And it is. You know, when we talk about what we're here to do, we are here to harmonize with the universe. And, you know, the earth it does not go retrograde. It's always constantly in a forward motion. And so all of us automatically assume that we should be in that forward motion. When the universe says, no, there's times to take a step back. There's times to reexamine. There's times to look back. There's times to do things another way. And, you know, that's what those retrogrades are all about, is stopping, changing directions for a little bit, seeing what you've left behind, and going and cleaning it up and moving back forward again. And that's how it works.
Exactly. So you're trying to say that there's hope.
Always, with a Mercury in Pisces, always they've got high hopes. That's the thing, is if you take the right side of the Mercury in Pisces and not the Eeyore side of Mercury in Pisces, there's very high hopes there. You know, you can see great epiphanies. There's a lot of things that can go on that higher side and higher dimension when it's in Mercury in Pisces.
Of course, Uranus is getting ready to go into Taurus, too, for the first time in 84 years. It actually popped in there earlier, but then it retrograded back into Aries. So it's going to be making its move into Taurus, and that's going to be very interesting. I find the ponderous planets, it takes you about a couple of weeks to really feel it. But I think this is going to be an interesting passage. Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting passage.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that people will be able to be ingenious, use their wisdom, and maybe invent some new things that have a practical value.
Well, you know, it's going to be doing some dancing here with, being in that Taurus energy. It's going to affect that Capricorn energy and those ponderous planets eventually in that Capricorn energy because, you know, when the sun travels there, those are going to be doing a nice little dance. So the foundational shifts are all in Earth are going to be interesting to see. I'm glad it won't be direct hits, let me put it that way.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, I think. This is going to be an amazing summer, I think, for a lot of people. Well, I suppose you should take a caller and see if we can help the population at large. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 708, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. This is Patricia, 1755.
Hey, Patricia, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great to hear from you again.
Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on here?
Ah, yeah, no, I remember you. So, what's up?
Do you see anything about me making a job change? I've had a lot of things eclipsed out of my life, and I think I'm...
Do you still live in Chicago?
I do.
Okay. All right.
What type of job change are you looking for?
Well, right now I'm in child care, and I sort of want to go off and do something on my own. I'm not sure if I'm wanting to take classes, you know, working with oils or something different, or I'm with adults and...
Well, let me ask you, go ahead after that.
I think this is actually the perfect time for you to be looking at this, and I'm going to tell you why. Your Saturn's in Scorpio, okay? So you are a natural teacher, you are a natural psychologist and stuff, and you also, with your Capricorn, you can provide practical wisdom. Now, because of what's going on tonight, it's interesting we're talking about this because the moon is sitting on your Saturn right now. And Neptune, that hasn't been at this degree of Pisces for 165 years, is going through your ninth house of higher education, metaphysics. You want to connect with like-minded souls, I think, and that's what's going on here. And Saturn, the great teacher, only sits on your sun every 29 years and is sitting on your sun tonight. And it's going to be doing it at that for the next month. So if you were going to do something, again, where you use your tenure and your teaching ability and your wisdom in a new way, because that Neptune in Pisces wants you to create something that is birthed out of your spirituality to other kindred souls in some way where you can share your gifts with others and they can share their gifts with you. Is that about right?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. I think you're right on track here psychically, but what do you think, Jacqueline?
I was going to say the same exact thing as you. This is really funny. I mean, when Aphrodite and I are honed in exactly on the same aspect, the same spot, and, you know, right in line.
Okay.
The this is a time for you to really live your dream, is the way I'm going to put it. I'm just going to put in a little bit different of a wording for you. Go back to school. It's such a perfect time for you to get that higher education. What do you want to tell this world? What do you have to say to this world? Because that's what it's all about, okay? It really is. You're a teacher, a trainer, because of your knowledge of life and setting that foundation of life. So here again, you're so right on the mark that you want to be independent. You want to go out there, and you need to tell people what to do and where to go, basically, is what I'm telling you. You have that higher philosophy that you could tell the world about, basically. So this is a perfect time to go back to school and figure that out. Okay?
Yes. That's wonderful. I'm glad. It's kind of like where I was headed. It's just always scary when you're coming out of...
I want to say this too as well, because this Mercury retrograde is going to affect you more than others, and that's going through your ninth house, and it's transiting over your Mars, okay? And it's going to go over it, and then it's going to go back over it again, and it's going to go over it again. And so what the universe is trying to do, and the reason why it's doing that, is it wants to really make you know for sure. It's making you look within yourself and say, this is what I want to do. And it's going to make you doubt that. And you've got to go, no, this is really what I want to do, okay? So when you start doubting that process, know this Mercury retrograde is making you do that.
Okay. That's absolutely perfect. Actually.
And know it'll pass in 3 weeks.
That's true.
You
need that one.
Thank you.
Oh, good. We wish you the best, Patricia. God bless you.
Yes, you're all three on the same path, so that's good for me.
Be Nike. Just do it.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, keep us posted.
I will. Thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
Bye. All right. Many blessings. All right. Bye.
You too. Bye.
I love the lineup, even the nodes. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
Crazy.
That's amazing.
Crazy good. Crazy good, yeah. All right, are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Lolita from Georgia. How's it going?
Lolita, good.
How are
you
doing, honey?
I'm doing good. How's it going with you two?
Doing all right.
Well, I got crazy weather, but other than that, I'm still standing.
I hear ya. That's awesome. I am not sure where the planets affect me, but I was wondering if we see a little change in direction for the store or... You see a flow moving now since we've been on all these different transitions in the last 6 months.
Lolita, how do you spell your name?
Sure, Lolita.
And you're 1230-72?
Yes, ma'am.
For some reason, I'm not finding her. Can you give it to me again?
Yeah, December 30th, 72.
December 30th. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. 30th, 1972. What time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At 12:46 p.m. 12:46 p.m. Chicago time.
Okay, in Chicago. Yes. Okay, and where do you live in Georgia now?
Marietta.
We talked about this before. Okay. I always remember that as being one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in Georgia. I love Marietta.
Wow.
All right, I got it. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
And you want to know about your business?
Yeah, I was just wondering if we're seeing a pickup or, I guess, what part of my life am I being affected with the new transits? But I was really more curious on if you can give me some direction as far as the business picking up or just changing directions?
It is changing directions. It's been a process.
Okay.
Is what it is.
I know it's coming. I wasn't sure, but.
So at this point in time, and what I am going to say is, first of all, Jupiter is just starting. It just went over your Venus, and now it's going over your Mercury. There's a full transformation and change for your benefit going on with this. It is still molding, is what I'm trying to say with your work. You're still working on that foundation and have your sleeves rolled up and are doing the work to make this happen, okay? And so what you need to do at this point in time is just keep that head going in that direction. It's going in the right direction, and Jupiter is going to help you with that. There's more information you're going to get. Do I think that it's going to take some shifts? Absolutely, it's going to take some shifts. Mars is transiting and going into your first house. So there's going to be some changes afoot, and they're going to be for your benefit. And this is really going to be good. Trust the process of this. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. What kind of business is it, Alita?
We do a little bit of everything. Ice cream, pizza, coffee, tea, funnel cake, all the goody stuff.
Okay.
And then we teach meditation
right,
in my shop once a month.
Great. Well, what I am seeing is a very, very strong international energy here, okay? Part of the reason is because Jupiter's in Sag, which is an international energy as well. But Saturn is sitting on your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance, your north node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible, okay? And Venus is about to hit your midheaven star, which is your high aspiration point in your career. So for you to be teaching meditation, for you to include things that are a little bit more eclectic, to bring up and expand on that international flavor, you're going to reestablish your reputation by November of this year in a big way. I'm telling you right now.
I'll tell you, you're right. No, you're right, because I'm already working on, so this is interesting. One, I'm from India. I'm not sure if you guys remember that or not. And in our culture, you have to be a born certain caste system to do preach work. Well, I'm in that caste system, but I'm not a male. So I've always was fond of marrying people that I have that niche. And so I've just stepped forward. I got certified in being ordained last year, but I've been finally figuring out what I wanted to do. I wanted to be different. So I am going to incorporate the seven elements of our marriage and what we constitute and the four elements of life and all the nine planets in a spiritual practice and include a little bit of Buddhist in there, where I'm marrying people off, but I'm doing it on a whole different cultural level where I'm able to bring niches of everything. And so I can be a spiritual person marrying someone off. So something so different where I'm going to be known, and then also doing free marriage healing sessions that has to come mandatory along with me marrying somebody off. So I'm creating that where no one has ever done that at all, like taking it to a different level.
This is the year you're supposed to go viral. This is the year you're supposed to go viral. So use our technology to do that. Use your technology to do that. Because I have to tell you, with Jupiter expanding you, as Jacqueline so wonderfully pointed out right now, and then when Jupiter goes into Capricorn in November, my feeling is people are going to really know who you are and what you're about. And they're probably, again, this is your year to go viral. Do it. Just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay.
I'm psyched for you. Can you tell?
I'm psyched too, because it really brings out the abundance of marrying two people together, but on a very colorful and, you know, a different whole. I just have this vision. I've been having it for about a while. It's just putting it together, and I finally made that decision about a month ago that this is what I'm going to do. And I found myself traveling around the world.
It's good. You have all of Libra encompassing your sixth house, okay? And that's your day-to-day work, your service to this world, okay? And what you have, it's called an intercepted sign, okay, in this house. It makes your house really huge, okay? And you've got a little bit of Virgo in there and a little bit of Scorpio in there. So it's all about that service to this world, about rebalancing this world, and about transforming and changing this world for you. So this
fits right in
all those categories.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. It's just awesome to hear how it all just gels together from your perspective, your two perspectives.
Well, obviously you have two fans already.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It is crazy because my mentors, they're always like, that's so you. Like, I'm that connector. But, you know you go through certain things and modalities that you want to go into. But for me, it just flowed with me correctly and how I wanted to put it together. And there was no resistance. And that's what I loved about it.
We love it for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, lady.
Yeah, so keep us
good
posted.
Good luck. Keep doing it.
We will. I will. Definitely will. Thank you so much. I'm going to stay online to continue to listen. So I appreciate you, too. Thank you.
Okay, great. You got it. Okay. Okay, put her on hold. All right. Pretty exciting, huh, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect for her. It's so perfect for her.
Mm-hmm. So that's when you put it all together and all the pieces of the puzzle, you know, start to gel. It's got to be so exciting. Oh, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
772, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies.
It's Cindy again.
It's Cindy.
Yeah, it is. And I need help. I've had not a good day. Jacqueline, what does my chart tell you?
Well, I forgot to hear, too. And, you know, this full moon was dead on your ascendant, okay? So here again, it was dead on your ascendant and descendant. So this moon, this week had to have been quite wobbly for you, okay? I will say that.
Ouch.
Now, what were you saying?
This full moon, Tuesday must have been an interesting day for you, is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I go back again and I look at this, and this is all about establishing one-to-one relationships with people. This is all about getting out and meeting new people again here. Okay, your chart is having that foundational shift about really those one-to-one relationships in your life.
Yeah.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
I also think it's a time. I think it's a time that, Cindy, this is a time that you need to take control. You need to take control of yourself and your circumstances. I think sometimes you want to be the peacemaker and you want to keep certain options open, but I really think that right now you need to take a stand for the things that you really truly do desire and just do it. The Capricorn planets are really complementing your Virgo moon and your birth chart. And I so agree with Jacqueline. This is a time that you want to be around people that share your integrity, your interests, okay, that are real, okay? And I don't think the only place you're going to find that is if you go someplace a little classier, is what I'm going to say. I don't know why that makes sense to me, but it does.
Yeah, I realize, yeah.
Exactly. And
I'm
I know there's a lot of things to do down in Florida and everything, but you have to pick and choose the kind of people that you want to surround you. Because you don't have any problem probably starting a conversation with anybody, anytime, any place, if you feel the vibe. But you haven't been going places where you feel the vibe, so you need to discover those. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm trying to take control of my life, but my daughters are saying I'm selfish. And I'm trying to not have negative people in my life, and my children tell me I'm selfish. My girls.
Well, again, their opinion of you is none of your business, number one. Number two, okay?
Good. Good.
You're the mother, okay? Excuse me. But you are the mother. And to have self-love for you is totally spiritual. If you don't take care of yourself, Cindy, how are you going to take care of anybody else? You've got to take care of you, and you've got to walk your own path. They can't live your life for you, and you know that already. So I would listen to them, and I would go, and then go off and do your own darn thing, okay? That's what my advice is. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do agree with that. You just stand there and smile and go, and then go off and do what you want to do. I was going to say, it's funny how we're in sync about that today. But I was going to say that same exact thing. Well, geez, you know, Scorpio moon, hey. Because it is. It's all about you being independent and you being at your peace, finding your own tribe. Now I'm standing like after that. But I think here again, it's all about that. I mean, we're both seeing the exact same thing here. And allowing your children to tell you what to do is not okay nor appropriate, okay? You have your time and your space and your place where you need to. That's the reason why you're in the position you are today is just because you let your kids talk you into stuff you shouldn't have let them talk you into, okay?
Yeah.
Just saying, okay? So here again, you've got to start exerting your own independence as a result of it. Don't fight with them. Don't justify your actions. Don't discuss your actions. Let it go and go do your thing. That's the whole point. No matter what they say, go in your own way. That's just them telling you what they want to do and trying to control you.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I need to not talk to them. And something today that I was saying about that I'd heard from Joel Osteen, boy, they came down on me, and I had to hang up on one of them. I just hung up on her. They don't like Joel Osteen.
Well, sometimes you just have to set your boundaries, and so you did that, you know, and that's okay. Because, again, if that's enough coming in your ears, then you don't need to hear it anymore. And again, don't apologize. If you can't express yourself openly, then they don't need to hear what you have to say because obviously it's going to go nowhere anyway. This is something
okay.
that you need to embrace because it has meaning for you. And feel justified and spiritual about that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, ladies. I feel better.
Well, you're welcome. We want the best for you, of course.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you both. Bye.
Love you, too. Keep us focused.
Bye.
All righty, then. Okay, I'm trying to figure out who's next here. All right, I think this one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Veronica?
Hi, Veronica.
Hey, how are you, Veronica?
Hanging in there. Trying to stay positive.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. You're right on about the emotions. Woo, man. It's really high. Can I ask you a question?
Are you July 4th?
Yeah. No. November 3rd.
Oh.
Okay. I have a couple of Veronica.
Wrong one.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to have to do the same thing.
I want to ask a question about my...
What's your birth date again?
11-3-77.
And the time?
3:01 in the morning, Central.
And the city?
Austin, Texas.
Austin.
And where do you live now?
Colorado.
Say again?
State of Colorado.
What city? Yeah, what city?
Denver.
Oh, all right. Got it. Perfect. Okay. Who? Now back to your question. What was your main question that you wanted to ask us about this evening?
Thank you very much. I just want to know about my my living situation. I have a legal thing that I want to know if it's going to be able to clear on my favor. Please.
Okay. It's a legal issue?
Yes.
And when is it coming up? Do you have a court date?
I don't have a court date yet. The landlord hit me saying that I didn't pay him rent, which I did. So I appeal. Haven't heard anything yet. I'm going to make I don't know if he back off or I don't know the answer to that because he's not communicating with me.
All right, well, the key here, because of all the plants in Capricorn, Veronica, is documentation. Do you have documentation that you paid it?
Yes, and proof, bank, and all that.
All right, then you don't have to worry. You're covered. They cannot argue with documentation from a bank. It's not going to happen that way. So he's going to lose. Either way, he's going to lose. And if you had to basically go and defend yourself, he's going to have to pay your attorney fees and everything else. See, Neptune's going to be moving into your seventh house in the Colorado chart, okay, in Pisces, which is very forgiving. And he's still going to be in trine to Uranus and your Mercury. So I have a feeling that you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be justified. You're going to be just fine.
Oh, thank God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. And I know it's a process that you're going to have to go through, but Jupiter is transiting through your fourth house of your home, okay? So it does, you know, have that transformative thing, but you've got a guardian angel over your shoulder with that. Jupiter's to your benefit, like Aphrodite said. The documentation is there. It's very clear and black and white. And that's what's going to transform and change the situation. But it's a process, okay? Don't fear it so much, okay? You have a Mercury in Scorpio. You get very intense at points in times and fear, you know, things that you shouldn't, okay? Don't fear it so much. Trust the process. You've got this. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you for being positive to my life. Thank you.
Yes, now Mercury's going to be going retrograde in March. So this thing could end up in delay because of the retrograde, but often when things are retrograde like this and things slow down, other things are discovered. Like this might not be the first time that your landlord has done this to somebody. So during this period of time when Mercury is retrograde, when they're investigating the matter, they might find that this is a pattern with this person. And that's going to be important for you to be justified. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
That's true.
We have your back.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. And let us know how everything goes. Keep us posted, okay?
Keep posted on this. This is a big one. I would appreciate that.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks.
Are you still there?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. And thank you. Is that all for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Have a great night. God bless.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. So you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hey,
oh,
how
Anna,
are you?
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
What's shaking, lady?
I'm just checking in. Would like to know what you see for me career-wise.
Are you December?
January.
Okay, head two. Ah, yes, I should have known by the voice. What am I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You live in New York now, don't you?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Wow. I love your chart. Every time I see it, I'm amazed. Okay.
Oh. Let's see. You're not just thinking at this point for your benefit. What are you doing for a living?
I'm in the healthcare.
Okay. Are you planning on changing jobs or getting a raise or promotion?
Yes.
Okay, because Mars is transiting through your first house, and you've got all these Capricorn, Venus is in there, South Node's in there, Pluto's in there, and Saturn's in your 10th house of your career, natally. Okay, after that's going to talk about relocation, but I look at natally. And Jupiter is transiting over your Mars in the 8th house, okay? And so here we have this beautiful thing about a shift of you getting a raise or promotion or a lot more recognition with your work and financial because of that beautiful Mars in Taurus. So you're going to be very active over the next couple of months here and really charged, and it's going to work for your benefit, I'm going to tell you that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think it's sooner than later, the way it's looking to me from looking at the New York chart. See, the beautiful thing is that you have those Capricorn planets in New York. You have them in your first house of self-expression. And right now, Venus is sitting right on your natal Jupiter in Capricorn, okay? And so is Pluto. So this is a time that you can be very, very empowered, okay? And so my feeling is all the experience that you've had, all of the school of hard knocks you've been through, is about to pay off, okay? Now, you're bilingual, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you bilingual? Yes. Because what's happening is, as Jacqueline pointed out, Jupiter's sitting on your Mars, which opposes your Saturn in Gemini, which means you're more apt to get a job with someone who is your boss who's also bilingual, okay? May also be a person who has basically migrated to the United States, okay? Now, did you want to stay in the United States? So I think, again, somebody who has been through some similar passages as you is probably going to see what an amazing asset you can be, okay? And I would basically be right on top of it right now because also, and as Jacqueline said too, this Mars and Taurus energy, when we relocate you to New York, your ascendant is in Capricorn, and Mars is already trining it, pouring a blessing line to your Capricorn ascendant in New York. So I feel you are going to just darn well get lucky, babe. You're just going to get lucky.
What about love life?
Well, that's not the question.
Well, yeah.
Well, funny.
Well, yeah.
As far as love relationships are concerned, I don't think you want anything to do with a casual relationship. You want something that's going to be there for the long haul. You want something that's going to be very committed. You need someone who has a lot of integrity like you do, who's going to keep their promises like you do, okay? I'm not saying it's impossible to find, but I'm just saying be very selective. I wouldn't mind if you put them through an interviewing process, my dear. What do you think, Jack?
I agree with that interviewing process because you just had your Venus return. Venus just hit Venus, okay? So that means your love life is starting to be charged. You're desiring it a little bit more, that type of thing, because of that extra power there. Venus is going to transit over this next month into Aquarius, okay? And when it does, it's going to dance over your Mercury and Sun, okay? And when it does, it's a great time to make friends because that's all in your natal 11th house, okay? So it's all about that slow developing relationship that you build that friendship first and the love relationship second. And you have the opportunity to do that over the next couple of months. So move slowly, build that friendship and with a lot of them and weed them out, okay? And one will stand. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Then get out there. And
what you want to
looking.
Do is you want to. You want to put yourself in an environment where you're really happy to be there, okay? You want to be in an environment where you have a personal interest because you'll be around other people that share your personal interests. You want to have a lot in common with your partner. You need that. Okay?
Right.
So if you like
yeah.
the arts, go to a museum. If you like plays, go to a show. You know, if you find a group of people that are gathering and stuff and they have some kind of a joint interest in something that you love, okay, do it. And you can do it any way you want. But you want to put yourself in a place where you're going to meet like-minded people, like-spirited people like you. So go out of your way
okay.
to find that. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And keep us posted. I have a feeling it's coming sooner than later, some of these good changes in your life. You're hot. It's happening right now.
I'll keep you posted for sure.
Well, thank you. We would appreciate that. Good luck and keep us posted, baby. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey.
What a sweetheart. That's a lot of Capricorn on her side right now. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
I've been having more Capricorns, you know. It's just, like, amazing since these lunations. When we had both the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse with all that Capricorn parade, I mean, I have Capricorns every time I see anywhere to do readings. It's weird how they just show up magically.
It always astonishes and amazes me at the cycles we go through and the different personality types that come to you at different times. It cracks me up. It just does.
It does me too. It's so fun. You know, it really is. The cosmic energies are just so real. You know, anyway, I'm so glad we can deliver the message. All right, you ready for the next one? 407, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. This is Lori from Florida.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, Lori from Florida.
Oh, doing real good. I had a weird day, but weird in a good way. I saw my dream house yesterday, and also my family, my estranged family contacted me after 9 years. It was a wonderful day. My question, I guess, is, am I going to get the house?
Are you May 28th?
The opportunity.
What?
What's your birthday?
5/28/1966.
Got it. Okay, and where do you live now?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay, and where's the house?
It's about maybe 10 minutes away.
Okay, cool. That's what I want to know. Just trying to get my bearings, hon.
What?
And, you know, I'm not surprised. Is what I'm going to say, that you would find the house you love all of a sudden, because Uranus is conjunct your Venus, so expect the unexpected mm-hmm. for a little bit. It's dancing its way out, but it's slow in its motion. So here again, I'm not surprised during this period of time you would find that Venus is transiting through your fourth house of your home natally, and it was dancing on your Arabic part of fortune, which means that really was a sudden surprise for you. You've got all these beautiful trines to your moon going on that emotionally really bond you to the situation. And so I'm going to say this is a go. I think it's divinely inspired. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. When I look at the Orlando chart, okay, it's interesting because tonight the moon is lining up with your Neptune in Scorpio. So psychically, you already know that this is a gift. You can feel the anticipation deep in your soul, but you want to see the physical evidence. I get that. That's so funny, and it's so cute, actually. But the other thing that's going on, too, is that your Saturn's in late Pisces, and Chiron just moved over your Saturn and now is in 0 degrees Aries. So what's happening is through your ability to forgive and love unconditionally, that's why the things have been going on with your family. Okay, so you're past that victimization phase. And also, I agree with Jacqueline so much about Uranus passing over your Venus. This is your I am. This house is your I am. And there's a spiritual connection with this, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And that's why it's your time. Now, Uranus does go into Taurus on the 7th of March, actually the night of the 6th of March. And it hasn't been there in 84 years, so it's a new passage for many people. And when it does that, Taurus does rule real estate. Mars is already there. Mars has been there about 12 to 13 days now, going through your 7th house of contracts. So Uranus moves much more slowly, but because it's changing from fire to earth, this is your time to ground your power of your own I am and make it real. And I think that this piece of property is a reflection of you. I think it's an extension of you, and I think it's going to be, it's almost divinely inspired is what I'm thinking.
It is, because when we saw it, everything I asked for, I wrote down, and everything was in that house. And I'm not a materialistic person. I was floored. I knew it was surreal.
Now, you're a healer, aren't you? Are you a healer by trade?
Yes, indeed. I am, and I do it by writing.
You have incredible healing gifts, and you are a great teacher, and you are a great counselor. And not only can you hear what people are saying, but you can also hear what people are not saying. And you needed to have a home that was like a sanctuary space for yourself. And this is what's going on, I think. The universe says, all right, let's up the ante. Let's give her what she needs. It's really cool. It's really cool what I'm seeing. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And my family,
yeah.
I have forgiven. Out of the clear blue sky the same night, I saw this amazing, comfortable place. This just amazing, serene place. That's what it is. I didn't want to leave. It was so serene.
Well, your emotional security and your physical security right now are coming together in a unique way. And that's why they're coming, it's almost coming in almost simultaneously. But as Jacqueline pointed out, Uranus passing over your Venus, this is an epiphany energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your I am, the part of you that is indestructible, invincible, okay, and eternal, is now rising, okay? And
mm-hmm.
That's why now the things in the real world, the planets that are moving into Earth now, it's going to materialize. And I am so happy for you. So happy for you.
I am beyond elated. If I had to listen to you on my birthday, and if I had it gone to Tampa or somewhere else on my birthday, this would happen a lot faster. But I listen to you guys, to you ladies. I do. Do you see me getting paid finally for all this work that I do? Because I do it free. I do it free of charge.
Well, I want to tell you something about doing things free of charge. And I think it's very, very admirable. I understand where you're coming from spiritually. But an exchange of energy is important or you can burn out.
I am. I'm
okay.
At that point. I agree. Yeah.
So what happens is if you want to do donations,
mm-hmm.
if you feel more comfortable saying donations accepted or donation appreciated and put a little
mm-hmm.
suggestion in smaller scribe with a number so you can get compensated for these things. Because I am sure people kind of feel strange if they go there and you help them and they don't contribute back. Other people are going to just do it because they probably don't have much. And that's okay. One thing I love about doing my business my way is that if I don't want to charge somebody and I know that they're that bankrupt, I won't charge them. I can do that. It's my business.
Mm-hmm.
But other people say, I think you need a raise. I want to leave you a tip, too. That's fine. And again, for you to want appropriate compensation, ask them for a donation if you feel more comfortable spiritually with that. Because, again, you have to survive on the earth plane, too, honey. Okay? So you want to do it in a way that really vibrates to your spirit. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. I mean, and here again, you have to remember that things have to be an equal exchange of energy. Okay? You can do it after that's way, that's fine. But it has to be a little bit more of exchange of energy because you will burn yourself out, okay? You are self-sacrificial when it comes to your service to this world, and you have to be very careful about that. I think you need to charge, even if it's a nominal fee, I think you need to charge a fee, okay? There's, it, it, that's, you know, it's not going to work if you don't. You're just going to burn out and you're not going to do it. It's unsuccessful. You have to have that charge, okay, both sides.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
I'm gonna tell you something that might help you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I have many spiritual gifts, okay? I do tarot, I do astrology, I do pendulum, I can do astrocartography, I can do all kinds of different things, but I charge people for the time they're with me, not the function. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So say somebody wants to have a compatibility relationship. That's one thing. Say the person wants
mm-hmm.
to move to California. That's another thing. Say a person just says, I really, really need to go back to school and I'm not sure which school to go to and I have three I've applied for. I don't charge for the research at all. I
mm-hmm.
only charge for the time that they sit with me and I record the reading and I just charge them only for the time because the gift is free. Okay? The gift was
mm-hmm.
free to me. But I charge it for time because time is a real earth element. So if you charge
oh.
everyone just only on the time, not necessarily the way that you want to heal them, but just for the time that they're with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the gift is free. It's mine to give you. But for time, this is what I charge for the time I spend with you because there's many people waiting for my gift too, okay? And
mm-hmm.
time is a viable resource on this planet, okay? Maybe that will
mm-hmm.
help you with your conscience. You've got that Virgo moon, girl.
Yeah.
I've got what?
Yeah. I knew Jack was going to agree with me right off the bat on that one.
yeah. She's talking about your Virgo moon in the 12th house, Natalie. Okay. That Virgo moon is such a sensitive moon. And you know, that's what trips you up. That's what she's
mm-hmm.
telling you. That's what trips you up. You've got to not be so sensitive and so caring. I know it's hard.
Okay. Mhm. Yeah. Well, it's because I guess so much pain that I've been through that I wouldn't want not even my worst enemy to go through the last 7 years that I've been through. It's been really painful.
You know,
exactly.
The thing is on the other side of that Virgo moon is a dual moon, and on the other side of it, you can really find the joy and the optimism. You can find that pride and look, I went through this and I'm all the way through it and I survived and I'm stronger for it, okay? And you can take that positive side to it. It will always have that sensitivity that you don't want to hurt another individual like you've been hurt, okay? But look at the positive that came out of it. Don't look at the hurt that came out of it. Does that make sense?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because it's over, so I got to take the good and just kind of throw back the bad.
Move on.
Yes.
You're victorious through it. You made it with that 29-degree Mars in Taurus. You made it through it. You're one tenacious girl, and that you have to be proud of.
Yes.
Thank you.
Indeed. Well, keep us posted, okay, Lori?
Oh, indeed. And how I you guys are just amazing what you do for us callers. You guys are just everything. Thank you.
Well, God bless
you.
Okay. Sweet night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We need to tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. We'll be back here next Sunday night at 7. We are so glad you tuned in or listened to the show tonight. We love reaching out to others and letting them know what's going on in the heavens. It's such an antique and beautiful and ancient language that Jacqueline and I interpret. And Jacqueline, thank you so much. We had so much fun tonight. It was so fun. We're so connected.
I know. Isn't that funny? Thanks. Hey, it was fun.
God bless everyone. God bless everyone. Sweet night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.